Once upon a time, in a small town hidden at the foot of a high mountain, there lived a young girl whose best friend was a dragon. The girl and the dragon were actually related. Their fathers, both long gone now, had been brothers. The people of the town were also fond of the dragon, for he was friendly and very handy. Every day, using tools from his tool belt, the dragon helped the townspeople. With his hammer and towering height, he repaired damaged roofs. At harvest time, he could easily reach the fruit in the tallest apple trees. His impressive breath started fires in everyone's hearths on the dampest of days. It was clear to all the people that the dragon cared for each person in the town, especially the children. But the dragon loved the young girl best. He taught her to play hide-and-go-seek in the forest. At the top of the high mountain, he showed her a fountain of fresh, icy water bubbling out of the ground beside a cave. With a dragon as her best friend, the girl found every day marvelously exciting. Since her mother trusted the dragon with her daughter's very life, the girl never told her mother that the dragon was bad from time to time. She wasn't supposed to climb the high mountain without her mother, but she did, with the dragon, because he assured the girl that her mother wouldn't mind. Each evening, the girl was supposed to return home in time to help her mother with supper, but the dragon began to bring her home later and later, 1 minute late, then five. One day, the dragon convinced the girl to climb on his back using his jagged scales as steps so he could fly her through the color-streaked sky as the sun was setting. "Hold my neck tightly," he instructed. "Press yourself against me so you won't fall." She clutched his thick neck, thinking surely they would die as they plunged from fluffy clouds to knife-sharp cliffs to within an inch of the stony ground.